Starting today, Fayetteville residents are able to vote early on a bond package that would fund about $226 million worth of projects throughout the city. 10 issues are on the ballot, each of them pertaining to a different group of infrastructure projects. We've been exploring some of the ballot measures leading up to this election, and now we turn to question 8, which would allocate nearly $32 million in bonds to the construction of an arts corridor. One of the features of the corridor is a civic space in the area that's currently the Walton Art Center parking lot at the corner of Dixon Street and West Avenue. Fayetteville Sustainability Director Peter Nierengarten says the parking spaces would be replaced with a parking deck before any construction of the civic space begins.
So the city commissioned a report with Garber Engineers to analyze several locations around the downtown in a couple of different iterations on a couple of those locations to try to figure out where we could fit 290 or more replacement parking spaces, and that's been narrowed down to 3 locations.
Those include the privately owned depot lot at the intersection of West and Dixon, the city-owned surface lot on School Avenue across from the Spring Street parking deck, and land that's currently occupied by Nadine Baum Studios, jointly owned by the city and the University of Arkansas. Nierengarten says all 3 options have their pros and their cons.
They're generally all pretty darn close to the Walton Arts Center. You know, they're not as close as the existing lot, but they're darn close, and they're definitely within the 1,000-foot requirement that's in the bond language.
$10 million of the bond has been set aside for the construction of replacement parking. So if the issue passes, Nierengarten says the city will begin the process of narrowing down the sites to one. The city also plans to explore partnership opportunities to pair the parking deck with other development.
Ideally, it would be a solution that is parking and retail, parking and housing, parking and hotel, parking and, you know, something else that does kind of 2 things. It helps activate the area around the parking, and then it also helps provide some of the screening for the parking structure as well, so that it's not just a, you know, large parking deck that's, you know, on the side of one of our streets.
While construction of the civic space would have to wait until there's a new parking deck, Nierengarten says work on the other portions of the arts corridor would begin next year.
The Fay Jones Woods construction, streetscape work along West Avenue, trail reconstruction would all begin in 2020. And ideally, parking deck replacement parking would also begin in 2020. And then once Fay Jones Woods and parking deck construction are done in 2021, then work would start on the Civic Plaza.
He says the cities north of Fayetteville are making new investments in their downtowns, and the corridor is an opportunity for Fayetteville to do the same.
The challenge that Dixon Street maybe in downtown more broadly has been having is we're seeing competition up and down the corridor in Bentonville and Rogers and Springdale. For a long time, downtown Fayetteville was the only game in town, right? We had kind of a monopoly on entertainment and entertainment districts in Northwest Arkansas. Well, now we have to share with our other communities.
Fayetteville residents can vote early through April 8th at the Washington County Courthouse from 8 until 4:30. Election day a week from today, April 9th. Polls then open at 6 voting centers from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.